Several days later, I had to go to the city of Chicago. This city is the second largest on that continent and is, one might say, a second capital of North America. On seeing me off for Chicago, my New York acquaintance gave me a letter of introduction to a certain Mr. there. As soon as I arrived in the city of Chicago, I went straight to this Mr. This Chicago Mr. turned out to be very amiable and obliging. His name was Mr. Bellybutton. On my first evening there, this amiable and obliging Mr. Bellybutton suggested that I accompany him to the house of some friends of his, so that, as he expressed it, I should not be bored in a strange city. I, of course, agreed. When we arrived there, we found a fair number of young American beings who were guests like ourselves. All the guests were exceedingly merry and lively. They were telling funny stories in turn, and the laughter from these stories of theirs lingered in the room like smoke on days when the wind is south over the chimneys of the American factories where their sausages called hot dogs are prepared. As I am also fond of funny stories, my first evening in the city of Chicago passed very amusingly indeed. It was all quite sensible and pleasant, except for one feature common to all the stories told that evening, which greatly astonished and perplexed me. What astonished me was their ambiguity and obscenity. The ambiguity and obscenity of these stories were such that any one of these young American storytellers could have given a dozen points to their famous Boccaccio. Boccaccio is the name of a certain writer who wrote for the beings of the earth a very instructive book called the Decameron, which at the present time is very widely read and is the favorite book of the beings belonging to almost all the communities there. The following evening, this kind Mr. Bellybutton took me to see some other friends of his. Here, too, were quite a number of young American beings, both male and female, sitting in various corners of a large room, talking quietly with each other. As soon as we were seated, a pretty young American girl came and sat down beside me and began chatting with me. As is usually done there, I took up the conversation, and we chatted about anything and everything. She asked me, among other things, many questions about the city of Paris. In the middle of the conversation, this young lady, suddenly, without rhyme or reason, began stroking my neck. I immediately thought how kind of her. She must have noticed a flea on my neck and is stroking the place to relieve the irritation. But when I noticed soon after that all the young American beings present were also stroking each other, I was very astonished and could not understand what it was all about. My first supposition about fleas no longer held good, because it was impossible to assume that everybody had a flea on his neck. I began speculating about the meaning of all this, but try as I might, I could not find any explanation whatever. Afterward, when we left the house and were in the street, I asked Mr. Bellybutton to explain what had been going on. He immediately burst into unrestrained laughter and called me a simpleton and a hick. Then, calming down a bit, he said, "What a queer guy you are! Why, we have just been to a petting party." And still laughing at my naivete, he explained that the evening before we had also been to a party, but to a story party. "And tomorrow," he continued, "I'm planning to take you to a swimming party where young people bathe together, but of course in special bathing suits." Then, seeing the look of bewilderment still on my face, he added, "But if for some reason or other you don't like such tame affairs, we can go to others that are not open to everybody. We have lots of such clubs here, and I am a member of several of them. At these private parties, we can, if you like, find something more substantial." But I did not take advantage of the kindness of this obliging and exceedingly amiable Mr. Bellybutton, because the next morning I received a telegram which made it necessary for me to return to New York.